sunshine. Give me a do.
Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts and Ireland's only live and interactive podcast, recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, people ask us all the time, how do you do it? How does this work? The people who listen to the podcast. Well, we record it live on our Facebook page, and people ring in and WhatsApp us in with their opinions on the topic we happen to be talking about. So unlike most podcasts that just have guests in studio, or maybe it's just two people talking, this is fully interactive. And you will hear over the course of this podcast lots of different opinions. And that's what this is called, Opinions Matter. And in fact, somebody gave out to us today, Katie, for even doing this topic, saying there's no two sides to this. The man who put those posts up as racist, there shouldn't be a debate in it.
That person is very silly, because there seems to be very much the debate in it, judging by our Facebook posts and the page.
Yes, it's fairly 50-50. If you want to contact us about this particular topic, and I'll give you the full lowdown of it in a second, our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Now, we were contacted yesterday by Carl. Those of you who listen to this podcast regularly will have heard Carl on several times before. He always seemed like a very level-headed person, I would have thought. And
was that Carl?
Yeah, it's
Carl. That's Carl who's been on with us.
Yes, it is Carl.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he's never been
I'm surprised.
Because he's never been on about an immigration topic or anything like that. That's the bizarre thing. Here's what Carl says in his WhatsApp to us. I listen to your podcast every day, so I hope you cover this. And we will cover it, Carl. I went to a job interview last week for... Now, he mentions the name of the company. We're not at liberty to mention the name of this company just yet. But suffice to say, tech company. Is that the best way to describe it? Tech company?
It's definitely a tech company, yeah.
No, it is. It's definitely, yeah, it is a tech company.
Yeah.
So he went for a job interview last week for this particular tech company, which you would all know. The interview went well, and I thought I was going to get it. And then I got called on the phone to say I didn't get the job. When I asked why I didn't get the job, they told me that some social media posts that I put up on Facebook didn't, and this is in inverted commas, align with the company policy of inclusivity. And those are the words on the email, says Carl. So they said, you did well in the job interview, but because, and by the way, this, let this be a warning to all of you, if you are going for jobs and stuff like that, that they do check social media. He was told that the reason he didn't get the job is because his Facebook post did not align with the company policy of inclusivity. I asked them to show me what posts, and they showed me two Facebook posts, which were from 6 months ago. So this wasn't just recent posts. Now, he sent us the screenshots of the two posts, and I'll tell you what they are now in a second. But he goes on, he says, I thought we had free speech in this country. You should name and shame the company and get people to boycott this woke company. Now, the posts that he put up on Facebook, and here's the thing, Carl, and you know this as well, we were able to go onto your Facebook page, and because you have a very, very rare surname, would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
His surname is very rare. There's not many Carl Blanks.
No.
No. We found your Facebook page.
Top one.
What?
The top
one. Yeah, literally you put in his name and it's the first one that comes up. And half of your posts, Carl, on Facebook are public. They're on public.
Well, I can tell what he had for dinner last week and where he went on holidays before Christmas.
And we saw the posts, the two posts. Now, the first one is a post that says, and here are the exact words first. It says, let me just find it now. How's the Irish, not the world? And the other one, which again is a meme that he posted on his Facebook timeline, Ireland for the Irish. So they're the two things, Ireland for the Irish and how's the Irish, not the world. They are the two posts that he put up on his Facebook page, and the company that he was going for the job for obviously deemed that they were inappropriate and we don't want that man working for us. Let me go to Darren. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are we doing? Not so bad.
Good. So you know the two posts that he put up. One of them was a, I think it's from the the Irish National Party, and it's how's the Irish before the rest of the world, and then the other one is Ireland is full, and he didn't get a job because of those posts. What do you make of that?
I think the company was wrong, in my opinion, right? Like, I know people that's on the housing list 20 years. I know one woman living in Dublin. She's on it 19 year, right, with a child. She earns a little bit too much to qualify for a mortgage, but she was on the housing list, and then she was removed from it. And, like, that was it, right? Now, look, I understand there's people that come into this country, and they're more than welcome. People have no problem with coming through the legal channels to do it right. When you come and you break the law by entering a country illegally, you've broke the law. The very same as you've shopped illicit in a shop, you've broke the law. There shouldn't be allowed. I don't think they should be allowed. Not the way they're coming in.
Okay, you're entitled to have that opinion about people that are coming into the country. But the point is, once you put that opinion on a public page, which he did, the company are not going to be happy with it.
Well, do you know something? I think the man himself, because like that, you have freedom of speech in Ireland. You're entitled to your opinion, and if you repost something that somebody puts up, should he be like in the UK put in prison for it?
Darren, you said that we're entitled to our opinion, and nobody stopped him having that opinion. He had that opinion, so nobody said you can't say that.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I think you should go the legal route then and say, well, here, if you're going, it's just because I said something and you don't agree with it, you think I shouldn't have the job or not? I think that's wrong. Like, I think, to be honest with you, if you say something, no, he didn't say anything that was out of the way. He didn't threaten anybody. It wasn't racist.
No, he didn't.
By
Do you think it was racist, Jeremy?
Do I believe it's racist? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because it's not happening. It's not happening. People are coming into the country seeking asylum. They're being put into centres. This is a case of, he put that up on what he thought was a private page, on a public page. The prospective employer that interviewed him, he did a great interview, and then they saw that and they said to themselves, we don't want a person on who has those opinions.
Right, so I don't know the company, right? So probably employ a lot of people, right? So this man didn't get the job because of his post, right? What if they were to go back through everybody's post that was in the company already? Are they going to fire them because they don't have the same views? Do you know what I mean? They're opening up a can of worms, and I think your man should go the legal route and say, well, here, they didn't employ me because of this, because of my freedom of speech.
But you can't go a legal route because you didn't get a job because you put up what are deemed to be
crazy. Well, it's discrimination, like, in your opinion, isn't it? So do you know, like, if I don't like Sinn Féin, and I publicly say I don't like Sinn Féin, and then I go looking for a job, and someone says, oh, no, well, you don't like Sinn Féin, you can't have the job. But do you think that's right? Like, is it fair? If I don't like Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, like, it's... Like, where does this stop? Like, if they're opening up a can of worms, I think that, to be honest with you, it mightn't suit them in the long run.
Afternoon, folks. Unfortunately, I won't be able to come on today, although I'd really, really like to. But what you said wasn't racist. Like, come on. Like, I mean, I could take that up as racist if you really want to get into nuts and crannies of it. Irish, how's the Irish? Don't house me. Or Ireland is for the Irish. It's not for me. I wouldn't take any heed of that, you know. He's right in what he says. There are immigrants and that on the housing list getting houses ahead of Irish people. It's a fact. Simple. They're building prefab housing estates for Ukrainian refugees. They're lobbing them in there, but they can't build them for the Irish. He's right. I wouldn't want to work for a woke company like that anyway. But you're right. You do have to monitor what you put on social media. Or not monitor what you put on social media, but monitor your settings, your privacy settings. That's all I have to say on it.
Okay, let me go to Robbie. Robbie, how are you? Your own opinions matter. How are things?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. Now, you heard Darren there, who was on saying free speech, blah, 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 blah. He should take this to the court because he's been unfairly treated.
Let's deal with the free speech part first. Let's say if I went out to the Spire with a megaphone and started announcing Hitler was right. That's free speech, would you agree?
It is free speech, yeah.
And do you reckon I'd get a slap for that?
I reckon you'd probably be arrested. Well, let's put that to...
I'd be arrested. Would that be a breach of my right of free speech? Or if you then debated on this show with the same people, I would hope everybody would turn around and call me a scumbag for saying such a terrible thing.
Well, Darren, when does free speech become free speech with consequence?
Like, I honestly have no problem with anyone with a megaphone saying what they like. Honestly, I have no issue. They can say whatever, like that, sticks and stones. Like, I don't care. I genuinely don't care what people say. It's their actions that causes problems.
You'd be unique in that scenario. What, like, you know, do you think everybody would have that attitude? Like, you know, I have no doubt that I'd be arrested. Probably for my own safety, because I reckon I'd be beaten up long before I got arrested if I was to do something so hard.
I actually didn't get what you said, what you were saying over the microphone. I didn't hear exactly what you said you would say. Like, what did you say?
If I said Hitler was right.
Like, see, that wouldn't bother me.
It might not bother you. I would hope it would bother some people.
Yeah, but like I've travelled a good bit across the world, right? I've never got any handouts. I was in Australia, no handouts whatsoever. If I was down on my luck, you're down on your look, you have nothing in your pocket, right? And I've worked for Irish companies, Australian companies, I've worked in the UK. The discrimination I got as an Irishman has been called a paddy and everything like that. It didn't bother me. Honest to God, I just thought, you know what?
It doesn't bother you, but about a few years ago on a previous show, myself and Katie and Adrian interviewed a man who used to stand outside hospitals. Abortion clinic, remember your man,
yeah,
Jimmy?
Yeah.
And he used to scream through a megaphone at women, calling them murdering bitches on a megaphone. Now, he was using his free speech. I find that deplorable.
You standing outside of an abortion clinic shouting that at women, right? That's actually directed at an individual that's walking in and out of there. That's wrong. That's
totally different.
Wrong. Now, if he's standing back and was saying, I don't believe what you're doing is right or wrong or whatever, that's different. When you're directing it at somebody, it's still free, like it's freedom of speech, but he's directing it at actually the women that's going in and out, and I don't think that's right. Now, if he was politically saying it a different way or whatever, you know, it's freedom of speech. But don't direct it at one individual. If I say something and I direct it at one person or an individual, that's hatred towards that person. But if I stand there and say I don't like somebody or like such a political party or whatever, that's different.
Let's say now that company hired him in and they invest money to train him, give him whatever, wages, whatever. Well, I don't know. Obviously, we don't know what the...
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through Geico, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.
Package he was being offered was. But they, you know, they spent 6 months, let's say, they heard, give him a 6 month contract, and they spent a couple of hundred, you know, tens of thousands to train him, depending on the level of the job. And he brings this attitude into work, and he causes stress for our colleagues by either not working with them or, you know, making derogatory comments or anything like that. And I'm not saying he would do that. He might just leave it on Facebook and be the perfect worker in the place. But let's say if he did, then this company would be forced to let him go, and then they have to invest more money to, you know, get another hiring campaign and another couple of thousand, whatever it is, to train another individual. So the company, in this case, the company said for financial, you know, they're erring on the side of caution by saying just, you know, we don't want to be investing 50, 60, 70,000.
Yeah.
And then in 6 months have to do it again.
And as well, you can't hire somebody. So the Carl obviously feels, now I never would have got this.
They could have warned him, to be fair.
I never would have got this from any time he's on the show. But Carl obviously feels... But he has far-right leanings, okay?
But that's irrelevant.
Yeah. No, but he obviously has far-right leanings, okay? That's fine. He's entitled to that if he wants to. But he's going to be working for a company. You know that company, Katie. That company has people from all over the world working in Dublin, yeah? Mm-hmm. Why would they want someone working on the same floor?
The thing about it is, right, that was his personal page, right? And I think, personally, my belief is, right, we're going down the rabbit hole of, right, if he doesn't get the job because of a post, right? And then later on, like that, I was upset by him, so I don't think we should hire him. I don't like his pronouns, we shouldn't hire him. All this crap is, like, to be honest with you, it is a rabbit hole, because if you hurt someone's feelings, their feelings are hurt. Like, nothing physically is hurt, but their feelings get hurt. And then all of a sudden, we're going down a rabbit hole of, we're going to be so sensitive. Like, literally, you're going to be a nun before you can get into a job. You're going to have to be a priest before you can get into a job. And even maybe that's going to be affected because of your religion. But the thing about it is, at the end of the day, it was an opinion. That's all it was. It was an opinion. And, like, I, to be honest with you, I've had opinions that, when in hindsight afterwards I've been corrected on it, I'm like, oh yeah, you're actually right, apologies for that. Do you know what I mean? And then you say, like, I'm not one to turn around and say, right, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I will put my hands up and say, I am so sorry, I was wrong, my opinion was wrong. But it, at the end of the day, it was an opinion, it is not anything physical.
Oh, sure, people wanted me
it's crazy,
wanted me to apologise last week over, what was the comment I said again? It was about a runaway dad, basically, that didn't see his baby since the baby was born and moved to Australia and then came back, and I said he should be able to see his child once he pays 20 grand in back maintenance that he hasn't paid. People going fucking mad, going mad at me. How dare you say that? How dare you say that?
Oh, I think you're right.
No, I think I'm right as well. But asking me to apologize.
But then again, you could be holding your child to rent. That's a total other topic.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, I'm going to go to Anthony in a second, but yeah, a lot of people are messaging now about that comment that I made. And that was a very... You see, I don't believe that everybody... I don't believe there's one person alive that thinks that we should have free speech and we should be able to say whatever we want. Because some of the people... Let me just tell you, when I said that... And by the way, that wasn't... All I said was, he shouldn't be allowed to see the kid until he pays back maintenance. That's all. People are going fucking mad. Going mad. These are the same people that are for free speech.
Mm.
And I think the vast majority of people who believe in free speech, you'll say one thing that they don't agree with and they'll go mad. Don't they, though? They literally go mad. Anthony, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Carl has been on to us. You know the post that he put up. Do you think that's racist?
It was absolutely horrible racist comment. I have no sympathy for Carl, who's bitching and moaning he didn't get hired. He should have known actions have consequences. Do these racist idiots who put up this crap, do they forget their Irish history? How businesses own in the US without signs saying no dogs, no blacks, no Irish? Discriminating against us now, these racists are doing that to other people. And Katie, you're moaning that we're living in a dictatorship? Look at what's happening in America. What that bastard Trump and his ICE Gestapo murderers are doing over there, how they murdered an innocent man this weekend, killed him. They're basically murdering people. That's a dictatorship.
Sorry, let me just address that with Ben, who just messaged us saying, what were they doing looking at a social media page? Ben, you must have missed the start of this podcast, okay? Most employers that I know, most employers, when someone goes for a job interview, they will check your social media page now to see. It's like being able to do a background check, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah.
And again, just to Ben, just because Ben, we saw your comment there. Aramanda was able to go onto your Facebook page, and we know from you that you are a Sinn Féin supporter, so we know that from his Facebook page. We know that also...
yeah, but so what? He's entitled to support him.
That's fine, Jesus. I've nothing against Sinn Féin. But we also know... I'm just seeing what else...
Oh, he supports. Who's that? Who's that jersey?
That you like Shamrock Rovers. So we know that. My point is, Ben, is that when you put these things on your Facebook page profile as public, everybody can see them, okay? So if you happen to go for a job interview, Ben, and your prospective employer couldn't stand Sinn Féin because he had a run-in with a Sinn Féin councillor or something like that, that could be an issue. Darren, what do you want to say on this?
Well, tell me what the far right is.
I'm not spending 20 minutes.
Tell me what the far right is, if you can. Where's all these far right groups?
Where are they?
Where's all these far-right groups kicking black lads' heads in the curb?
So the National Party would be, I would consider, a far-right group.
Are they going out killing black people, are they?
No, obviously not. No, they're not. No, absolutely.
So far-right in America? Far-right in America mean?
You always go to extremes. KKK. You always go to extremes.
But
okay?
Jeremy, you're saying that's... So there's two different types of far-right, is there? There's far-right and then far-right.
Well, there is, in the same way you to believe so that there's...
Oh, Jeremy, anyone who disagrees with your opinions, a.k.a. and who says anything against immigration to you is a far right racist.
Well, that's not true because
that is just completely inappropriate.
Okay,
you said
As a listener to this podcast, Darren, you will know from listening to this all the time that myself and Adrian have both said on several occasions that we're against open door policy. So that's what we've said. What did you want to say to Anto, Darren?
I wanted to say, is he there?
Yeah, are you there, Anto?
Yes, I'm here.
Anthony, I've said this to you before, but I'll say it to you again. Our government has admitted that 80% of the asylum seekers coming in are getting refused. So ask yourself why. Do you accept that, or are you just blind to that as well?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to say a few facts and you're going to listen, okay? I'm speaking! You have manners and let me speak.
Okay, he's letting you speak. Just
Anthony,
let me
really, speak you just go back. From not to 100. Just take
no,
a breath.
No between.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Answer the question, Anthony.
I'm going to say some facts for us to educate him for, because he said some things that are clearly wrong, okay? Do you not see ICE in the US though, and what they're doing, attacking black people? Far right racist arseholes.
We're not in the US. Absolutely, yeah. Of course it's freedom of speech, but there obviously is freedom of speech with consequences. But what he said was not racist. Maybe apart from the bold comment. I don't agree with that comment. That's a stupid comment to make.
In your opinion, it wasn't racist.
The last time he was on, he literally questioned where I got my stats about 80% of them being refused. And that stat came from the government. So I don't know what he's talking about. He's just gone on about the same shit for the last 2 or 3 years. He's only bringing him on when he's wanting to get someone on to call everyone a racist. He's never on for any other topic apart from immigration.
Because that's what interests him, to be fair.
That's what interests him. I don't know. Has he ever been on about a topic?
He's still there. He still hasn't answered my question.
Okay, what is the question you have for him?
80% of asylum seekers that are coming in are being refused. Ask himself why.
Because obviously their asylum process
because
has
they
been...
have no right to be here. That's why. They're not fleeing war. There's no wars in Georgia. There's no war in Albania. If you come into my work, Jeremy... Yeah, right,
there's no war in Ireland and you have tens of thousands of Irish in Australia, Darren. Where's the war in Ireland?
There's the RT argument again.
But where's the war in Ireland, Darren?
We go over to different countries, Jeremy, legally, not illegally.
There's lots of illegal Irish in Australia, Darren. Don't fool yourself.
Yeah. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, okay. So you're admitting that there are illegal Irish in Australia and America.
I never said there wasn't. We're not talking
Jeremy,
about America,
what are you
Jeremy.
On about?
What
are you smoking
this?
Before you started this podcast
absolutely,
today?
Absolutely
you're
nothing.
Blowing my mind.
Sorry,
Jeremy, you say people that's far right don't know they're far right. Well
that's
people
true.
Who's far left don't know they're far left.
Absolutely.
You.
I'm not far left.
I do believe you have to be very careful when you're venting your spleen regarding your own views because employers, like Jeremy said, they can check if your Facebook page or whatever isn't private. They could look at it and go, oh, we don't want him. So first thing I do is put it on private. But Anthony you have on there, the guy's an absolute fucking bellend. I mean, our services are stretched to the max, right? And the big problem with that is immigration. And if Anthony had his way, he'd invite the whole fucking world here and he wouldn't have a problem because he doesn't fucking work and he's not fucking paying for it. I've just come back from Aldi there getting me lunch there a moment ago, right? And I was speaking to a chap outside, immigrant, begging on a crutch, right? About 55. We got talking to him. Got kicked out of England and came here. He hasn't worked in years. They're the kind of people that are coming here. And my fucking taxes are paying for it. And he's going to fucking end up on a fucking council list. And here's the thing. If you're fleeing from another country or you're coming here as an economic migrant, I'd say most of these people in IPAS centres have fuck all and they all end up on the housing list. And it adds pressure onto the fucking housing sector. It's a fucking race to the bottom. And Anthony needs to realise that. He lives in this fucking dream world where he thinks the OK meal of Fulci, 100,000 welcomes is here for everyone. Ireland's not like that anymore.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Laura, how are you?
Grand, how are you?
Now, Laura, we've gone around and roundabouts on this topic, as we generally do, but getting back to poor old Carl, did he deserve the job, yes or no?
One thing, he had his profile public. I thought he would have it, like, private.
Usually, they do that anyway, check your social media.
No, his
and then another thing as well.
Sorry, his Facebook page is private, but some of the posts that he's put up are actually public. So we can see, for argument's sake.
Yeah, I thought he'd have his Facebook page private. But anyways, with employment, with like politics, religion, stuff like that, that's usually put aside. Like if you're going to express your religion and of that in work, it's not really allowed sort of thing. So usually with employment, you have to respect other people's beliefs, religion, gender, all that stuff. I think I mentioned that before, but like if he's going to express his views based on hatred, that's the part.
Do you remember, now don't mention the company, for those of you who don't think that you can get into trouble with this, remember I got into trouble with a previous company? I put up a post,
the Black Lives Matter
about
thing.
Black Lives Matter, yes.
That was nuts. What was the post again?
Well, I was basically saying about George Floyd at the time, who basically that kicked off the whole Black Lives Matter thing. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, he wasn't exactly a model citizen himself, which he wasn't, by the way. George Floyd was not the angel that people were making him out to be. And
the email that ensued from management.
I got it.
It was fantastic. It was just bizarre.
I'll have to read it out someday. I got a very nasty email from the company I worked for at the time saying, can you take down that post about George Floyd? And
I think there was even a meeting about it, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
It was nuts.
And then I complained about the Black Lives Matter march in the city centre because it was during COVID lockdown. Oh. Anyway, if you want to win or be in with a chance of winning the coffee mug on today's podcast, here's what you got to do. Katie mentioned on this podcast earlier on that her dad is from a certain country.
I like what you did there.
Thank you very much. What country was Katie's dad from? Well, not was. He's still alive.
Yeah, Jesus. Are you going to tell me something I don't know?
I didn't look well the last time I saw him.
You've never seen me, dad.
No, he's still with us. So what country is Katie's dad originally from? Katie is the daughter of an immigrant.
Do you know, he's not an immigrant anymore.
No, you'll always be an immigrant.
No.
He'll never be Irish. So what you got to do is, if you know the answer, well, you will know the answer because we only said it 10 minutes ago on the podcast, WhatsApp us the answer to our WhatsApp number, 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. And we will pick out a winner tomorrow and you'll win yourself that Opinions Matter coffee mug and it will be sent to you in the post. There it is. So once again, what country did Katie's dad come from and come over to Ireland and rob all our jobs? What's up?
He actually created loads of jobs, I'll have you know, through creating employment. Thank you very much. What have you ever created? Have you ever created?
Nothing.
You vile specimen.
Don't forget you can subscribe on Apple or on Spotify. Click the little green bell and you'll never miss another episode of Opinions Matter. And by the way, if you're only new to this podcast, there are thousands and thousands of episodes on our Spotify channel. Just go onto Spotify and search for Opinions Matter. We'll talk to you on the next episode. Far right leanings, Katie. There you go.
Far right leanings.
Bye-bye.